Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Real World Recap Podcast with myself, Jeff Polinski, and on the other line we have Mike Oriema. Oriema, I still said
it's
it wrong.
Okay,
I still got it wrong. I've only known you for what, 4 years?
It's all right, I'll forgive you. Just this once. You better get it down next episode.
So basically what the podcast is going to be is recapping the current episode of The Real World taking place in Portland, just kind of analyzing what happens in each episode, seeing what we've got with the characters going on. But before we get into the new season of The Real World, I wanted to bring up something that happened this week on Vulture. They released a list of the ranking the first 27 seasons of The Real World. Mike's laughing right now because we tried to record this already and I messed up.
Well, I'm glad you got that out there. I wasn't going to throw you under the bus,
like
but I'm glad you got that out there.
We're going to repeat ourselves here. So Joe Reed, who used to be on one of my favorite podcasts, Extra Hot Great, he does some stuff for Vulture. Occasionally you'll see him pop up on Grantland, which I know me and you both love. He ranked all 27 seasons of The Real World, kind of arbitrary stuff, but I just wanted to get your idea of what your feelings were on his rankings and where you would kind of rank some seasons and what trends you see happening there.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty clear that he had a pretty big bias towards the first episodes that were here for The Real World. And we really saw, I mean, how different those were compared to the ones that we're seeing now. And for me, Vegas, the first Vegas is probably my favorite just because that's the one that sticks in my mind the most. And I am into that kind of that new trend of The Real World now, where it's more about partying and hooking up, and it's kind of more on that entertaining side. And that's kind of the one that stands out to me the most. I know he had that in the top 10, but it seemed like the only reason that was really even there was because of the impact it had on the show going forward.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't seen the list of the seasons, pretty much the top 10 consisted of everything before the Vegas season, which is kind of the one that set off the whole partying thing. You had Frank and Trishelle like having three ways and hot tubs and stuff. So kind of everything since then has been more geared towards like hooking up, let's go out, kind of that Jersey Shore mentality before the Jersey Shore existed. That kind of shows like the generational divide between like those people who grew up with MTV already there, like being used to the hookup scene, versus those people who kind of weren't exposed to that and were like, hey, I want to get to know these people. So that probably led to more controversy and more compelling television character-wise in the first few seasons. But then after that, you just kind of want to see people hook up and kind of that short attention span.
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different culture that we live in now. I mean, we really want to add a complete entertainment factor. We want to see these people with these crazy backgrounds, crazy personalities on this show, and just kind of put them in a room and basically just really, really explodes. And we mentioned this earlier too about how before in the first few seasons of The Real World, they didn't even have jobs or anything like that. And then they kind of integrated that into the show going forward too. I mean, that kind of created a whole different turning point for the show too, because then they had that schedule of more organized structure instead of just seven kids with complete free time and really trying to fill that whole void.
Yeah. So enough about that, since we already discussed it and nobody's really listened to this anyway. Let's get into the new season. It takes place in Portland. Full disclosure up front, you're related to one of the cast members, Johnny.
Yep. Yeah, Johnny Riley. Yeah. He's my third cousin. So I was a little worried going into it, you know, how he's going to be in the first episode. But I thought he was pretty good, kind of pretty straightforward personality and everything. So I thought, obviously he hooked up with one of the roommates in the first episode, so that was always pretty good too.
Yeah, he's getting some action already from Avery, the Hooters waitress from Michigan/Arizona. We have five other roommates besides them. We've got Johnny, Avery, Jessica, Joy, Marlon, and Anastasia. Everybody seemed to be getting along for the first half of the episode, and then everything kind of unwinded after that. What did you think of the first episode overall? Just kind of like first impressions of housemates and things like that. Where do you think that it's going to go? Who's going to fight? Who's going to hook up?
I thought it was a really, really eventful first episode. I mean, we very rarely do we see an episode like this. And first time these kids all meet each other. I mean, we had Marlon and Jordan went out, brought girls back to the house. I can't remember the first episode that ever happening in the show before. Usually everybody gets comfortable with each other. They all get comfortable in the house. They had no
Nothing really happened.
Yeah, I mean, they had no problem bringing back all these girls. And then the thing...
Well, they'll admit this themselves. They weren't the best-looking girls to bring back.
No, I mean, it can definitely be done. It's easy for them to be able to bring girls back, but usually they just have the... They're just not comfortable enough with their roommates to do that. And the funny thing was, the girls were the ones that ended up wanting them to stay. It was the guys that wanted to go, and then the girls were the ones that were more comfortable with them showing up.
I want to get into this. So, Jordan from Oklahoma, mm-hmm. And Marlon from Texas, ex-Texas Tech football player. All the roommates go out to the club. It seems like all the roommates. I didn't see everybody there, but I'm assuming they all went. They're dancing with these girls, and I'm first watching them dance with this girl. She's a little bit on the heavier side, not super pretty, and I'm like, what are these guys doing with these girls? So they end up bringing them back to the loft, and then they're like, okay, we're going to get these girls in the hot tub, and then we're going to get them out of here. And Jordan's hammered. Marlon goes to him. They are not attractive at all. And I was like, thank God he sees it, and he's not just, you know, trying to be like, oh, I'm the man. I brought this girl home, when she's really not too much to look at.
Yeah, I mean, that was great to see. Him coming out straight forward and being like that, instead of trying to play, like you said, trying to play as if he was a big player, bringing back these girls back on the first night that they're in there. So I thought that was pretty good, at least that they recognized that. And then obviously Johnny was the one kicking them out of the house, which escalated everything between the roommates too.
Okay, so they're all hanging out on this patio type thing. And the plan is apparently to get the girls in the hot tub, hang out for a little bit, and then kick them out. So they're having this little powwow conference between the guys, and Johnny's like, I'll kick him out right now. I don't care. So then, I don't know how it was, like, what the timing of it, because it's obviously edited. Johnny gets up, stands up, and he's like, you girls got to leave. And this absolutely pisses off all of the girl roommates, specifically Anastasia.
Yeah, I mean, we saw in this first episode how sensitive she's going to be going forward, and it seems like her personality is definitely going to clash with a lot of the roommates, really clashed with Jordan, who it seemed like Jordan was really into her throughout the first half of the episode where he was...
Yeah, the two of them were flirting. He's upset that she has a boyfriend, you know. He's asking her all these questions, like, oh, did you hook up with this guy on the first date? Like, what guys are into you? All this kind of stuff. And then by the end of the episode, they seem to probably not be talking for a little while until somebody apologizes.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, really... a big turn of event in their relationship that they developed over that first day or whatever it was in that time frame. And also we saw her be pretty sensitive about the fact that the boys are ranking all the girls. I mean, on the show, have you not seen any of the seasons where the first thing when the guys meet each other, all they do is talk about what the girls look like and who they think's the hottest? And so, I mean, she should have known that going forward. So it's clearly she's going to have a pretty, pretty tough go with these first few weeks, I'd have to imagine.
Okay, before we get to the ranking thing, I just want to finish up this fight that they have with the girls at the hot tub. So Johnny kicks the girls out of the house, and then Anastasia flips out on them. But she seemed to be more angry, not so much that they kicked the girls out, but that Marlon and Jordan, the guys who brought home the girls initially, didn't have the quote-unquote balls to do it themselves, to use Anastasia's words.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. Well, obviously, we don't know as far as the time frame goes, as far as when they mentioned it to Johnny, or if Johnny was all of a sudden just like, you want them out? Okay, I'll kick them out right now, and just came out and said it. We don't know if there was, you know, 10 minutes in between there, or really how it came about as to Johnny being the one to kick them out.
So they're kind of just, they're sitting around the same area. The girls have left already. And as the girls leave, the female roommates are trying to hang out with them. They're like, oh, yeah, give us your number. We'll hang out with you sometime. This has got to be, like, the perfect strategy to totally screw over the guys. Like, it's genius because now they're going to, like, oh, we'll totally hang out with these girls. Now they're going to bring them back around the house. The guys are going to have to be there while the girls that they kicked out are still hanging out with the roommates. Like, how perfect is that for the female roommates?
I mean, it's definitely going to create some really awkward situations for the guys, obviously, mainly, specifically Marlon and Jordan.
I don't know how much they're going to actually hang out with them, but, like, if that happens, that's like evil genius coming from these girls.
It was just really crazy to see how, I mean, usually every time any guys bring a girl back throughout the whole real world, one of the girls will be really upset with it. Why are you bringing these girls back to the hot tub? I don't want them there. And this stuff, it was the guys brought them back, and then they didn't want them there. And the girls were like, no, yeah, you guys should stay. You guys should just hang out. It was just really, really different first episode, I thought.
Well, it kind of seemed like the girls wanted to punish the guys for being so shallow and bringing home these kind of, like, not great-looking girls and just only looking for someone to hook up with, and that they were kind of trying to hang out with them, get them drunk to egg them on to, like, kind of screw the guys over.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looked like that could have been in the back of some of their minds. Definitely in Joy's case, I thought. With Anastasia, I think she was just mind-blown by the fact that they brought these girls back and then immediately wanted them gone out of there. She just kind of felt really bad for them. And also, as you mentioned before, how Marlon and Jordan weren't the ones to ask them to leave.
For most of it, like, the girls seem pretty cool. Like, Anastasia's a model. Avery worked at Hooters. Joy, it's revealed in this episode, she posed for Playboy. Jessica, they don't really go into her background too much, but she's hanging out in a thong bikini. Like, she's just letting it fly. And everybody seems to be really outgoing, kind of the same type of girl. Like, there's no one, like, bitch. Well, we'll get back to Anastasia in a second. There's no one, like, bitch is like, oh, these girls shouldn't be there. I don't want to go out drinking with you people. Like, you guys are totally different than me. Everybody kind of seems to be in the same boat.
Yeah, I mean, all the girls do seem really, really similar in that. And, I mean, that could even end up creating more personality problems down the line where, I mean, we've seen a lot of times where the same personalities really are the ones that end up clashing, whereas the different ones usually know why that person is different, and then they usually end up becoming the closest out of the whole bunch. So it could be really, 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 really interesting to see how all these girls end up getting along when they realize how similar they really are. I mean, you mentioned how they're all models or Playboy models or Hooters waitress. I mean, they all kind of have a similar background.
Yeah, and then so they're fighting at the Anastasia's fighting with Jordan. She's kind of yelling at him more than she is at Marlon for whatever reason. I guess he's pissing her off or something. He spills a drink on her. Then he pours a drink on the floor. Then she's just calling him a dickhead and an asshole for, like, the next she was yelling at him for probably half an hour, but they didn't show the whole thing, obviously. And then the episode kind of ends with just the fight still going on. It doesn't really get resolved by the end of the episode. But earlier in the episode, Anastasia shows a little hint of this before they even go out that night when they're out to dinner and Marlon's talking about how the girls were sunbathing in front of them, you know, like in their little bikinis. Everybody had their ass hanging out. And he's like, oh, yeah, like we're watching you go by. And he's like ranking, like, oh, this one's good. This one's number two. This one. And then she got super offended by the fact that he was ranking these girls. What did you think of that?
I mean, I could, like, if this was in the real world, not in, like, the actual real world, not on the TV show, I can understand why she would feel that way. But on a show like this, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, right when all these guys meet you, that's the first thing that's going through their head. Who's number one on the list? Who I want to hook up with the most out of these girls? She has to understand that going in. So clearly, I think she's going to be in for a big awakening as the season goes on and seeing how different some of these people will be.
Now, while I agree with you that it was a little bit of an overreaction by her, I still think Marlon was out of line, not for ranking the girls, but for telling the girls that he was ranking them. I think that's a big mistake because every guy is going to rank the girls that he knows. No matter if he's interested or not, like, he's got a list in his head of, like, okay, this girl's ahead of this one. This one's top of my list. This one's really at the bottom. And it's all, you know, looks-based. Like, it doesn't based on personality. He just, like, got, oh, this girl's a hot girl. This one's the not-so-hot girl. But you're never supposed to tell the girls this. Like, that's just out of line, and he probably deserved what he got and the repercussions coming from her.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it just shows, once again, how it seemed like they were so comfortable with each other all right off the bat. They were so open to – he was so felt so comfortable that he could just say that to them right away after meeting them that first day. And then, once again, when they bring over the girls, they felt comfortable enough to do that right away. And we saw also – Marlon had no problem the first day he met them just standing there naked in front of them, too, right at the beginning of that episode, too. So, I mean, really, really was pretty bizarre how comfortable they all seemed with each other right off the bat.
Well, it might not have been so much his comfortability with his roommates, more like his naivety about Anastasia as a person. Like, before this episode of him ranking the girls and her flipping out, you don't really see any kind of friction between the roommates. So you don't really know how somebody's going to react. And when you meet somebody for the first time, you probably shouldn't be that open about your feelings. But that might be part of the reason why he got on the show.
Yeah, I mean, definitely we don't really know as far as their personalities and their auditions or everything, but that definitely could be the reason why he got on the show. I mean, we saw he had a religious background, so maybe, you know, he didn't understand where she was going to be coming from. I mean, it just, the one thing that was she was the only one that was kind of really, really offended about it. All the other girls didn't really seem to say too much about it. But obviously, we also didn't hear the other guys say anything about it either, as far as...
Well, once they saw the reaction, they were kind of like...
They backed off.
Maybe we should shut up. This was him ranking it.
This one's all on you, Molly. We'll let you take this one.
But it's kind of weird that she's the one that took so much offense to it, being that she is a model and she seemingly makes a living off of people ranking her versus other girls. Like, that's kind of hypocritical on her part, where she's like, oh, how dare you rank these girls over another one? Like, or though maybe she just separates it professionally and personally and super offended by one of her roommates ranking her like this. I just thought it was strange and really showed an evil side of her that I think we're going to see for many episodes.
Yeah, I think she's definitely going to be causing a lot of drama, especially with the boys. I don't know as much with the girls, but I think especially with the boys, they'll be clashing a lot throughout this season.
Oh, for sure. Another thing you brought up was Marlon dropping his towel in front of the girls when he got out of the shower. I think it was Avery and Anastasia were standing there. He gets out of the shower. He's in his towel. He's like, he warned them too. He goes, I'm just going to undress right here. He drops his towel. Everything's hanging out. The girls give a little peek and then they laugh and run off. What did you think of that?
I mean, it was pretty, I mean, the first episode, once again, to just see that happen. I mean, I guess it's going to happen eventually anyway, so you might as well just get it over with. But maybe, because he did that before he even mentioned to Anastasia about the rings, and he obviously saw her reaction to that, and it didn't really seem like she was completely offended by what he did there, although at least he did warn her.
But it seems like the girl's only reaction is ever going to be just to giggle and run away, no matter what. Because any other reaction is just like, oh, I want you. And then that just opens the door. Maybe he was testing him out. But she was the one who admitted that she looked. Avery said she wasn't looking and then just ran away once she noticed what was happening.
Yeah, I mean, and also Anastasia, as we know, is the only one on the show as of right now with a boyfriend, a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention this. This should have probably been the first note about Anastasia. She's a model. She has a boyfriend, and she seems to be kind of a bitch. That's the three things that I've got from her.
Yeah, so we're just going to see what ends up breaking. I mean, is she going to end up not being a bitch, or is she just going to end up not being a loyal girlfriend either? So, and we've seen all the time where relationships fail on a show like this, especially being the only one in a relationship. I feel like that may be really tough because you have no one else to lean on in that same situation.
All right, so we mentioned that she's the only one with a boyfriend, but at the same time, she seems to be the one most turned off by, like, hanging out with people or, like, isn't attracted to the guys who are in the house, based on her hot tub conversation with, I think it was Avery, where she's like, oh, if I was single, I would be checking everybody out, things like that. But she seems to just kind of put it out of her mind. So I don't know how at risk her relationship is right now. It seems to kind of just be like she's really, like, turned off by everybody else, and especially after the fight with everybody. But she kind of doesn't – I don't see her really getting tempted. She doesn't seem like the kind of girl, the typical girl who comes in naive with a boyfriend. Like, she seems to be pretty committed to this guy.
Yeah, I agree. I think it all just comes down to the fact of how much Jordan is going to end up pursuing her. We saw in that – I mean, obviously, this could change now with their fight. He was pretty drunk at the time, too. But we saw in the beginning of the episode –
He was hammered. Let's point that out.
Yeah,
he was very drunk.
Yeah, so, I mean, he probably may not even remember the whole fight the next morning. Anyways, and we saw in the beginning of the episode where he was really, really into Anastasia and everything about her. So if he pursues her 24/7, if he's really nice to her, we could see a breakdown there at some point throughout the season.
Definitely interested into seeing something like that happen. But so something else interesting happened the first night they go out to the bar. Jordan's hanging out at the bar. We see him talking to this chick, Megan. Introduces her to Johnny. Then they're talking about himself. Megan's saying, ooh, I like you, all this stuff. They go outside. They have a cigarette. She then reveals to him that she's married. And that her and her husband have kind of an open relationship thing. Apparently, they've been together for 11 years, just got married like a few weeks ago or a few months ago, something ridiculous like that. And then she's like, oh, you should totally come back into the bar and meet my husband. What did you think of this whole interaction with this new girl, Megan, that they met?
It was so bizarre. Maybe that's Portland, Oregon. I don't know. And then I didn't actually think she was going to end up introducing him. And then when that happened, I was like, what's going on? And then as he was standing right there, she said, make sure you give me a call and I can tell you good places to go, where we're going to be hanging out. And my mind was just blown. I just couldn't believe what was actually happening in that
clearly
dynamic,
just right? trying to set up a threesome. Like, just that's the only thing she's going for. She's not looking to hang out with him. Her husband sent her out to scout out these guys and be like, you can bring any guy you want home as long as it all happens together. It's a very bizarre thing. I don't know how popular this might be in Portland, but it was definitely something you don't see every day on the real world.
No, I mean, I don't think I've ever really seen that happen on the real world before. So just once again, with the season's kind of signing off with the bang as far as setting the tone for the rest of the season.
So how would you react if you were out at a bar and you're talking to some chick, you don't really notice that she has the ring on, she then reveals that she's married and she wants you to meet her husband? What would your reaction be to that?
I mean, once she introduced him, once she introduced me to him, I would probably walk away. I'd be like, all right, that's enough.
You would do what Jordan did. Jordan pretty much was introduced to him. He's like, okay, I got to get back to my roommates. I'll see you guys later. Yeah, probably, hopefully never.
Yeah, that's just a really, really awkward situation at that point. And I would just try to get out of there as soon as possible. Plus, you don't really know what his reaction is going to be. I mean, maybe she's just doing this and
he doesn't know.
And he has no idea what's going on. He's like, who is this guy you're talking to? What are these cameras? What's going on?
So yeah, one thing I never want to hear from a girl I'm hitting on or she's hitting on me at the bar is, oh, you have to come meet my husband. That's just the last thing on the list that I want to hear. I would just walk away at that point. I wouldn't even go over to meet the guy. I would probably just leave.
Yeah,
I mean, go back to what I was doing.
Yeah, that's just asking for trouble at that point. Especially to go meet them. I mean, I don't know what you're hoping to get out of that situation.
That's ridiculous. So what other things did you see as highlights from this episode? Any predictions coming up? Who's going to hook up? I know you probably have some inside information on Avery and Johnny.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to get into spoilers or anything.
No, we're not going to spoil anything. I don't want to be spoiled.
What I do want to touch on, though, is, you know, the dog being in the show. This is the first time I think we've seen a cast member be able to bring a pet with them onto the show.
Yeah, I think the dog is an interesting character. I think Johnny seems to be in love with the dog. We should say that it's Avery's dog. Avery's the girl that he hooked up with. So I don't know if part of his attraction to Avery is part of his attraction to Daisy, the dog, but there definitely might be something there to like, oh, this is the dog I love, and this is her owner. Maybe I like her too.
Yeah, I mean, it just all depends who he fell in love with first. Was it the fall in love with the dog first, or was it Avery? I mean,
he doesn't have to choose. If he gets the girl, he gets the dog. It's a win-win.
I mean, I just thought that was pretty weird that they allowed her to bring a dog with her. And also kind of what her decision-making was as far as bringing a dog into an environment like this, where I think that eventually the roommates are probably going to get sick and tired of having to take care of the dog, if it's going to the bathroom in the house, creating a mess. I think eventually that could create problems in the house.
Yeah, I could definitely see some friction happening with the dog. Another interesting thing with the dog, so when they brought the girls home from the bar, the ugly girls who they had then kicked out, the dog was growling at them the whole time. Like, that should have been a sign of just like, maybe this dog's got a sixth sense of like feeling people out. Maybe like, this is not a good idea. If the dog's barking at you, you gotta leave.
Maybe that's what maybe the real world did that.
It was friendly with all the roommates.
Yeah.
Like upon entry, it didn't bark at anybody else. But it barks at the strangers coming into the loft. So maybe that was a sign. Maybe it's a detector for that kind of
it's
thing.
It's a talented dog. That's all we know at this point.
Daisy is a very talented dog. That's for sure.
And so one other thing, I don't know if you this may get into spoilers a little bit for next week, but I was wondering if you ended up watching it all, the previews for next week.
I did see the previews for next week, and one thing I wanted to point out is while we were so when Joy revealed that she was in Playboy, obviously me and my roommate Chris, we instantly go on the internet and we Google the pictures of her on Playboy, because the ones they show on the screen while revealing were not Uncensored. So we had to go check that stuff out. We end up on the Wikipedia page, and we're looking at the cast of The Roommates, and there's 8 people listed. But we've only seen 7. Well, there's 9 with a dog. And then there's another person at the bottom, Nia or Naya. I don't know how it was said in the thing. So we've seen the previews for next week or this season on. One of the housemates gets a phone call, says, "Hi, I'm Nia. I'm your new roommate." What did you think of when you saw that?
I don't know when it's going to happen in the season. I guess maybe it's MTV. Maybe they realize what we realized a few weeks in, that, wow, these girls are pretty, pretty similar. They're all going to get along. We need to throw another girl in there that really spice things up. That's a completely different personality, a more aggressive personality.
And I feel like we should mention all the girls on. So 3 of the girls are white. 1 of the girls is Asian. 1 of the guys is black. The other 2 guys are white. The new girl that's supposedly coming in, she's black also. So maybe they're just trying to mix in some diversity and adding that. I think it's really interesting that they're adding a roommate after everybody gets to know each other. Maybe that's going to cause more friction. Maybe they're just kind of doing it to spice things up. Like, I've never seen anything like this. Obviously, it's never happened. They did do 8 roommates once.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid when I first saw the roommate that somebody got kicked off and they had to replace
them. That's what I figured. I figured when I – because I knew that there was – I was waiting for that other person to show up, and they never did. And I was like, oh, I wonder if maybe someone gets kicked off or if somebody ends up leaving. And I immediately thought, when Anastasia said, "I want to go home," I was like, oh, I could see her breaking down and being the one to voluntarily end up going home for some reason.
Yeah, maybe she misses her boyfriend, mm-hmm. and she gets fed up with everybody, just leaves. Because everybody else seems like they're there to party.
Yep.
But it seems like they're just throwing this girl into the fire in the middle of the season. And just going to be like, hey, you guys hang out for like a week, and then we're going to give you this extra person that's apparently as she self-described in the brief preview, is a snake in the grass. And then we see a lot of fighting happen between the roommates.
Yeah, I think she's really, really going to kind of spice things up and create a lot of drama. And she may be the one that everybody hates in the house. I mean, we've seen...
They show her slapping one of the girls in the back of the head.
I know. We've seen previews of her slapping a few of the guys throughout the season as well. And, I mean, we've seen in the past where we've had a member get kicked off and then the new member kind of gets thrown into the show. And already all the cast members are already feeling pretty close with each other. So obviously this one person is going to be a loner, and we'll have to see how she kind of handles that. Obviously it seems like she may get really defensive and aggressive about it. So
it looks crazy. And I love seeing the fights that they're going to happen up front. And then the whole time you're watching, you're just like, is this the episode with the fight? Is this argument the one that's going to lead to him slapping him in the face? I just love that suspense of, is this when she's going to punch this guy or slap this girl in the back of the head? Because one of the previews, it seems to be just, like I mentioned, her slapping the girl in the back of the head, but she seemed to just be looking in the mirror, putting her makeup or facial stuff on, and then she just comes from behind her and smacks her in the back of the head. So I have no idea what's going to lead to this.
I know.
And I'm so excited for it.
That's what they do. They do a great job with the previews. I mean, we've seen it in so many of these shows where they have these great previews, and then when we get to it, we don't know, all of a sudden it's a joke. You know, it's a joke fight or something like that. But obviously, in her case, a lot of the fighting seems to be pretty serious. And definitely, I mean, so the other thing is, I mean, we've seen her get physical with people, and we've seen people get thrown off for those reasons.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of people who get into fights and then get thrown off the show for those reasons, because people don't feel safe. They encourage fighting, but they don't encourage fighting. It's kind of a weird mix there. I tend to like the fighting. I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely brings a whole dynamic to the show. And I think also that's when people's kind of true colors really end up coming out in situations like that. So I think that's really when you find out more about the person, too.
Yeah, whether they, like, try and back off, try to run away, or really fight back and kind of see, like, the real things inside of people. One other thing I wanted to bring up about the cast, I can't remember the season before St. Thomas, because I know we were doing the recaps for that. So I paid a little bit more attention. But this season seems to be the second one in a row. Might be the third. It's definitely not the third, because San Diego is before that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no gay cast members, or at least not any openly gay cast members that we've been introduced to so far. Do you care about that? Do you think that that's something MTV is intentionally doing? Maybe they thought, oh, there's always like that token gay character, like let's not have them on this time, or like, do you think that was a conscious decision by MTV not to cast a gay person?
I mean, I don't know if it was a conscious decision. I mean, it's weird that it's happened 2 years in a row. I feel like in years past, honestly, I feel like it may have been a conscious decision on their end to make sure there is a homosexual character.
To include it, yeah.
In the show. I think now they kind of feel like, you know, maybe we don't need that in this show. So, I mean, we've seen it now with 2 seasons in a row where there's none of them. And, I mean, maybe that's a route they're going to go. I mean, for me personally, it doesn't matter either way. Whether there's...
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me either. Like, I just want them to have the most interesting people on the show. So whether... someone being gay doesn't necessarily make them more interesting to me, because I kind of feel like a person's just a person. But I just do think it's interesting that that's kind of like... It was one of the staples of the show. Like, oh, there's always like a gay person. Like, they clash with everybody else. But now it kind of says something that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
That whether or not there is a gay person.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, maybe that's the point they're starting to get across now, that really it doesn't matter whether they don't need someone like that in the show to be more interesting. They don't need, maybe because they think those sometimes characters like that, they always have people who are really, really crazy. Or, I mean, we've seen in years past where there's been people who didn't end up telling their roommates until maybe the 5th or 6th episode throughout the season.
Yeah, which is very possible it might happen in the season. It doesn't look like it is. But also, when there is a gay cast member, I feel that one of the downfalls of that is that them being gay becomes like their only characteristic, and that's kind of the only reason that they're on the show. Like, I'm more interested in like who they are and like what they do and how fun they're hang out with, and I don't care about their sexual orientation. And that kind of seems to come to the forefront too much with, like, okay, you have a roommate who doesn't like gay people or is homophobic, and then that becomes the main issue. Like, I think they're trying to get away from that being, like, the main discussion about the show.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that's – whenever they have a character who's homosexual on the show, that's kind of, like, their only storyline. That's kind of, like, the only thing that's brought up about them.
And it shouldn't be.
No, I mean, that's – and they kind of – their main issue with somebody in the house is the fact that, as you mentioned, somebody's homophobic, and that's the main storyline that's pushed on them as far as drama goes, too. So, I mean, that's definitely – I mean, if they're trying to go away from that, I think that's going to be really great for the show going forward.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you there. So we pretty much covered everything major that happened in the episode. We kind of previewed a little bit what's coming up. What would you want to see out of the season? I know you have some information being related to Johnny and everything, so you might have some. You can make the most accurate predictions you want without spoiling anything. You just seem like a genius. But what would you like to see happen between the cast? Like, what do you think maybe their job's going to be like being in Portland? Who do you think is going to like fight the most? I know we saw the new roommate in there. Who do you think is going to hook up? That kind of stuff.
I think, I mean, obviously, as far as jobs goes, it really varies. I know they had one where they had to do improv. I love stuff like that where it kind of puts them out there in situations where they may feel really, really uncomfortable. I think in this season, I could see them having a job maybe working with kids. And this is really just thrown out there. This is no inside information.
Okay.
Don't worry. This is no inside stock trader information or anything like that. As far as in the house, I think, as we mentioned, Anastasia, I think, is going to have a really tough time with certain people. And obviously, we've seen Naya kind of
slap people around
a little bit. But I think there's going to be another hookup. I think maybe we may see, I mean, Jordan and Anastasia, I thought originally, but the way that episode ended, I don't think we'll end up seeing that from here on out.
I think Joy is definitely going to hook up with somebody. And I have a feeling the one with the best chance is probably going to be Marlon.
See, I think he's going to be with someone.
They both clearly like to show off their body. She did Playboy. He just gets undressed in front of girls in front of the shower. Like, I don't know. They just seem to be that type of outgoing person. And Jordan, Joy was very pissed off at Jordan when he was getting into the fight with Anastasia. She called him a dick, she called him a jerk, that kind of stuff. So I think she might be turned off by him. I think Marlon's got the best shot at Joy right now.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, we could even see somebody, you know, that was in Poland, you know, a local, also make their way into the whole circle somehow. I mean, we've seen that in years past as well. So what is one thing that maybe you think could happen this season that could maybe top all the other seasons, kind of separate this from all the seasons in the past? I know we've kind of had what I think has been a slump recently, as far as like a lot of the cast members, I think, have basically just been on there for the real world and then getting ready to go on to the challenge.
Well, I think, I liked Marie and Rob a lot last year. I thought that they had the most compelling storyline, better than Brandon with his drugs and stuff like that. They kind of fought a lot, and she was very upfront with everybody. She kind of called everybody out on their shit, and I liked that a lot. Also, her being a Staten Island girl helped a lot, me being from Staten Island.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's, you can't argue that trade right there.
I think of the season before that, Frank really stands out to me. That's San Diego, the second one of that. And I don't have a lot of high expectations for this season. Based on the people that they've thrown in the house, everybody kind of seems to be the same kind of level. Like, I don't see a lot of clashing. I mean, obviously Anastasia showed some stuff, and then Naya coming in. But I really don't know. But going back to the job thing, like, the last two seasons they've done, like, people work at the same place, but they're doing completely different jobs at the same thing. I'm interested to see if they're going to be working closer together, and maybe that'll cause more friction in the house. But I honestly have no idea where this season's going to go, other than a lot of fighting, apparently, because they didn't really show much more than that.
Yeah, I mean, they really didn't. I mean, it seems like that's like what Naya was brought in for. It seems like they were just like, okay, go on the show, create some fights, and then we'll just preview that for the whole season. Which, I mean,
yeah,
definitely
do that.
I mean,
every time
they got me hooked. They got me hooked already.
It'll probably be the last episode of the season that's a fight, and I'll just have to watch everyone intently, hoping that that's when she's going to slap somebody.
Hoping that that's going to be the episode. I know, definitely could happen. Now, also, a lot of times so far in that first episode, the guys kind of get along too. Do you think there may be any drama between them? I know, obviously, this always girl drama in the house. Do you think the guys will constantly get along throughout the season?
Well, the girls seem to be split, especially with that fight between the guys and the girls. Clearly that mindset. Johnny was explaining to Avery when she was upset about the ranking thing. He's kind of just like, that's the difference between male and female. Or he's explaining to Anastasia, like, that's the difference between males and females. But you don't say that out front. Obviously the guys are kind of buddy-buddy, bringing home girls. Like, it's just always going to happen that way initially. But I can definitely see some other rifts happening between people. Maybe between Jordan and Marlon, I could definitely see them getting into a thing, maybe even over the same girl or something like that. Or he acts like a drunken idiot one night and Marlon tries to hold him back and he pisses him off or something. The girls, I don't really know what's going to trigger them, you know, getting pissed off at each other, but there's definitely going to be something. There's no way that they're all just going to get along the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, in a proximity like that, there's just the odds of that ever happening are just slim to none, really, of never having drama between certain people in a house like that.
Yeah, it's just definitely going to happen. So I think that kind of sums up our first episode here. I think it was a successful one on the second try. So I guess we're going to sign off now. Thank you for listening if you did the whole way to this podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, you're
the best friend
at this point,
we have.
So I mean, you can use this to go to sleep too if you need. I mean, that whatever you need.
Definitely gonna put you to sleep. So thank you very much, Mike, for doing this. I know it's late at night; it's just past midnight here. So success.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to see what happens on next week.
Yep. All right. Talk to you later, buddy.
All right. Ciao.